Send questions about careers, productivity and work-life balance to kpn@glaciermedia.ca. Please include your name and location, or request to remain anonymous. Hey colleague. I feel like I'm stuck at a dead-end job. I wake up every day feeling depressed and not wanting to go to work. I know I should be grateful to even be employed, but I wished I knew what I was passionate about so I could pursue something that would make me happy. The problem is I have no idea what I'm passionate about. Is there something wrong with me? Anonymous. Firstly, I am sorry to hear you are going through that. Secondly, I assure you there is nothing wrong with you. I'm sure there are many people in your position, especially since the pandemic really forced many of us to reevaluate our lives. You are probably riding the wave of this collective shift in paradigm that is well overdue. We live in a much different world than our parents, which requires a shift in thinking. The world is changing at such a fast pace and many are becoming unhappy and overworked in their current jobs. Finding your passion and true purpose can be difficult, but challenges only make you better. Here is something I learned that really resonated with me. You may not know what you want to do, but you should know the type of person you want to be. Once you are in alignment with the type of person you want to be, you will find more clarity as to what you want to do. Let's face it. Life will always be hard and everyone is making it up as they go along. No one in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s or beyond knows what they are doing because everything is constantly changing. You are literally a new person every millisecond as you experience something new that may reshape your brain. Because of this, it's natural to be passionate about something now and something else completely different a few years later. As cliché as it may sound, life is about the journey, not the destination. There is no destination because once you reach a goal, our natural dopaminergic ambition will just drive you to look for more. Besides, do we really want to talk about our actual final destination, and the one thing we all have in common? You know what that is. We are all beings evolving just like our planet revolving around the sun and the seasons shifting with it. Let's enjoy every moment of our journey because it's much shorter than you think. Next time you feel lost, just remember this. The sooner you accept our reality, the faster you will be able to start taking accountability for your future. Now the big question. How do we figure out the person we want to be? Here are a few questions to ask and be honest with yourself. They may be difficult to answer but will provide much clarity and peace of mind if you do the work to truly understand what you truly want and need. Your answers may not appear right away, but I recommend pondering over them whenever you can. Make sure to journal because the act of physically writing something down makes it more tangible for your brain. Talk to your friends because new perspectives gift you insight. Don't be afraid to go deep. What is the energy I want to exude? What do I want to be known for? What do I want other people to think about me? What do I want to do with my time? What type of life do I want? How much am I willing to sacrifice? Do I genuinely enjoy being around people? Do I like to be alone? How much money do I truly need to be happy? Why do I need X amount of money to be happy? Do the work. Now, I know this may be a bit vague, but let's think in terms of delayed gratification. People have problems finding their true desires because they aren't willing to put in the time and patience to go through the process. Everything stems from our subconscious, and once you understand your entire being, you will start to make conscious decisions and do things to fulfill your soul contract. You will learn to choose to do things that bring you joy and inner peace, which will eventually guide you to your passion. Good luck and enjoy your journey.